What is up, guys? Welcome to the Move Fast, Lift Heavy podcast. I am your host and your founder, Christian Harris of the Move Fast, Lift Heavy podcast. Move Fast, Lift Heavy is a training and lifestyle brand based out of Long Island, New York. You can follow along with our training programs, our clothing, and more at movefastliftheavy.com. We've got a nice collection coming out for you guys very soon. You can find it by going to movefastliftheavy.com and subscribing to our newsletter to stay up to date. This next drop, it's all about the fitness. It's all about the vets. It's not my first workout. It's going to be a phrase that comes to mind. We have that logo printed on some of our tees, as well as our no smoke tee. We've got some fun colors here. We've got our our bold logo and a lavender pink palette, as well as introducing a new colorway into this collection for the spring. So definitely excited for this one. Stay on the lookout. Again, you can find it all at movefastliftheavy.com and heading over and subscribing to our newsletter. Let's bring on our co-host, Joe Roscoe.
Hey, I've been here just lingering. Good to see you all. Good to be here. Hi, Christian. How are we doing?
I'm doing good. Super excited about today's podcast and our guest. But before we bring her on, just want to know what you're doing in Phoenix. What you got going on?
We're here in Phoenix, Arizona. Just took the flight from Miami, and I'm here to gamble. You know, I'm here to play Texas Hold'em, blackjack, do all the things. You know.
All right.
Well, no, just. We're trying to get better over here, you know, trying to up that level, little coaching conference, trying to give our MFLH members the best experience that they can get.
Sounds good. I love to hear it. So you guys can follow us on the gram at movefastliftheavy.com. At movefastliftheavy on the gram. YouTube, all that stuff. Yeah. I think it's time to get into it here, though.
Yeah, let's do it.
What do you think?
Let's do it.
All right. So I want to bring on our next guest. She is someone that I had the pleasure to meet at last year's CrossFit Games. She started following our program over the past some odd months. We'll kind of get into the details in just a little bit. She has qualified for the East semifinals. And she's got quite a schedule that to me is very impressive. As a nurse, being able to juggle that, kind of want to get into it with her. So let's bring on Toy Toy.
Toya Nelson, what's up?
Yay.
How are we doing? Good to see you. Good to meet you virtually. Good. Being on the podcast.
Yeah, life is good. Thanks for having me.
Where are you calling
Absolutely.
In from?
Kansas City, Missouri. So actually, I'm in the West.
Oh, you're in the West?
Yes. I'm grateful, too, because the East is stacked.
You know what? I forget, because the East is, it's pretty much every state that's on the coast. And then from there over, it's the West. It's crazy how big of a territory the West covers.
That's true. Yeah. But it was hard to find the line because my friend lives in Chicago, and I figured she was in the same one as me, and she's in the East, so it's weird.
Yeah, see, that is weird.
Yeah.
You know what else is weird, Christian, is that once upon a time, Kansas had different borders, so there's Kansas City, and then they changed the borders with Kansas and Missouri, and they kind of like shifted it a bit, so that's why there's a Kansas City, Missouri. Isn't that right, Toya?
Yeah, there's Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas. I don't know the history, but sounds right.
We'll go with it.
That's what I heard. That I think that's the Jeopardy fact that I once learned.
So, Toya, it's Wednesday. I saw you on the gram, so you already finished today's session. How'd it go?
It was good. I actually totally messed up these time zones. I'm terrible at time zones, so I just finished one of your workouts, and then I got this reminder. He's like, hey, you were gonna do a podcast in 40 minutes. I was like, oh, I thought it was That's in right. 2.5 hours. So I was like, I gotta go. And then ran out the gym, got someone to cover my class, but it was good. It was lots and lots and lots of lunging. It was the 2000 biker, 1000 biker. Yeah. Lots of 200, 150 feet of lunging. I'm excited to see what I feel like after sitting after that workout.
So talk to us. Let's get to know you a little bit here. Where did you grow up? When did you get into CrossFit? When did you get into CrossFit? And we'll start there.
I kind of grew up a bunch of random places, just moving around a lot. But I would say high school was the one year middle school, high school, I was in Manhattan, Kansas for most of the time. So that's just a couple hours from here. And then I went to college here in Kansas City. And then I kind of just stayed here since. When I was in college, somehow I got into CrossFit. One of the professors got me into CrossFit. So I've been doing that for, I think it's probably close to 11 years now of doing CrossFit.
Sport background?
I played softball in college.
Nice.
In high school, I think I played basketball, tennis, and softball. But so I'm 30. So maybe, about 11 years of CrossFit, I would say. Probably 2014 or 15, started doing it a little bit more than 3 times a week and got really into it. And then back when they had regionals, I was on a team in 2016. I think that was last year regionals. I don't remember. So I just kind of like go through waves of being competitive, doing it for fun. Well, I'm always doing it for fun, but sometimes I'll line up with some people who want to do a team every now and then. So this is kind of new because I don't typically do things by myself. But the team thing didn't work out, so I said, I guess I'll just go for it, and it worked out so far.
So is this your first time going to a regional/semis as an individual?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Very awesome. Yep. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. So this is not your first go around. Was last year your first games experience?
Yes, definitely. It was. That team I was on had qualified the year before and then had something happen with one of their teammates, so then they couldn't go. And so then they were looking for someone else, and they reached out to me. And at that time, I was working out, but I wasn't really doing a CrossFit in the sense that you would need to go to the games, that kind of CrossFit. So I was like, I don't know, maybe if you can't find anyone else, I'll think about it. And anyway, so I got on the team and started working hard, and we made it, which was, it was cool. I mean, that was the goal, but it seemed weird when they first asked me. I was like working out for an hour a day, not really focusing on CrossFit, but sometimes you get the right people and it worked.
Awesome. And how was your experience overall at the games last year?
It was definitely, it was a great experience. I didn't really know what to expect, obviously, because I'd never been, but, it was cool. I mean, we were there's definitely tiers to people going to the games, and like people who are trying to win the games, some, and then, you know, some that just trying to make it to the game. So we were just trying to make it to the games, and you could kind of tell there, and that's okay. We were fine with that. I still went out 100% every workout, but, there's just levels, but it was great. I mean, I embraced every minute of it. I thought it was awesome. If it lined up to go again, I would try, probably. But if not, I'm not heartbroken.
What was something that was unexpected when you showed up and you were like, oh, I was not expecting this?
Probably every movement that was something. I mean, there are things that they didn't have in the warm-up area, and then I don't have at home, like the pig, and I'd never flipped anything like that. I don't know. What else did they not have? They're just things they didn't have to warm up, and then I don't have them here in Kansas City, so it's just like, see what happens when we get out there. So that was surprising.
Did you bike beforehand?
Like a bicycle outside?
Yes.
Oh yeah, I'm not like a super outdoorsy person, so no. So that was fun. There was a lot of new things, but I was open to it. It was cool. I would say the corral timing was a lot. I didn't
That's
really
something to
know
get used
think
to for
about that.
sure.
Oh my gosh, it's just a lot of sitting.
It's a
But
30-minute
I mean, I
process, pretty much. At
get
least.
it. They got to keep us on schedule, but it's a long time of that.
Yeah.
So you being an individual competitor this season and not really having weekend training with a team or just a team aspect this year, how's that been training like on your own? Are you training solo or do you have a partner in the gym with you? How are you like staying motivated day to day running this race by yourself?
Yeah. It's interesting. I think it's actually been better. I like the team stuff, but I'm probably not the greatest teammate in the sense of workout times, because I like to just kind of work out at my time. And not a lot of people like to work out at the time I work out at, which is
Which is when?
I mean, right now we normally get to the gym between 4:30 and 4:45 a.m. So even on Saturday, that's the time. Maybe five, push it back to 5 a.m. But anyway, so that's kind of a that's a tough time on a team. And so I never expected anyone to work out at that time. So we would go later, but I don't really like I definitely don't like to work out in at like 3 in the afternoon or 4 or 5. I'm getting ready for bed at like 4.
Yeah.
So anyway, so in that sense, it is having the push. I do have one person here that goes to the gym, one other coach here that follows the exact same training, and her schedule is actually more flexible than mine, so she can get it all done. Sometimes I can't, but that's helpful because she's very much a I have to do every single thing on the list. So even sometimes when I don't feel like it, I know she will. And if our schedules line up to do it together, it's super helpful. So it actually hasn't been that bad. I don't mind training by myself. And since, well, it might be different if I didn't have her, because I know she will do it at some point in the day, even if it's not the same time. So we can talk about the workouts,
You got
or
that
do them together.
accountability.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about schedule. Why are you waking up and going to the gym so early? Does it have something to do with what you do for work?
It might, yeah. I am a nurse in the operating room. But I get to my schedule is kind of flexible-ish. So sometimes I go in at 8:30 a.m. and sometimes I go in at 6:30 a.m. So if I go in at 6:30, those days I don't really go to the gym. But if I go in at 8:30, then I'll work out from we'll try to get to the gym 4:30, 4:45 until 7:30, and then go to work. And then there's just like zero shot of me working out after work, usually. But yeah, so
So it's
that's what that
whatever you
would've
can
been.
fit in within that 2 to 3 hour
Yep.
window or so.
Yep, 3 hour AMRAP is what it feels like.
I feel you on that.
Yeah.
So what's
Are
it
you
like, trying to juggle the training and balancing that with your work schedule?
It's actually not that bad. Well, it depends on how much you want to get done. I feel like you've gone a little crazy lately, so I get up earlier, but that's fine. I'm okay with that. But I was like, I didn't used to have to get up at 3:40, but there's no way I'm getting it all done if I don't. So I guess just that since I have to get up earlier to get more of the stuff in. Or I mean, I don't have to, I just don't get it all done. And so I just have to pick and choose that, I guess. But it's really not that bad. I don't think it's that bad. Like today, I'm completely off, so I could get it all done and sleep in. So it's great.
Nice.
With preparation for semis or the games, and you talking about like you not liking to work out at 3 or 4 in the afternoon because it's your bedtime, are you still going to maybe transition to working on that since that's going to have to be done, once you go to compete?
Yeah, no, probably not. Just because, I mean, I did get that advice last year and I couldn't always make it happen with work, but I tried some afternoons. But even if I go to a comp, my body seems to adapt somehow. I mean, all of Wodapalooza was pretty much nighttime working out, it felt like, for me. And my body will adjust, and it's totally fine. So I don't think I at the game, since I was, you know, the biggest comp I've ever been to, I was concerned about it. So I would try to, I would go to work and then try to do some at night. I mean, I don't hate it. I can do it, but I got to the games and I was never concerned about working out in the afternoon. So
cool. What's your biggest strength as a competitor, do you think?
Specifically, probably ring muscle ups. Otherwise, just probably just gymnastics and weight stuff aside from handstand walking. Definitely not heavy weight or machines.
Okay, so gymnastics, that came naturally to you. You played softball, you said. Did you have a gymnastics background?
Yeah. I would say it did not come naturally. I don't know. Softball has helped with 0% of CrossFit, I think, but I mean, I've played sports just in general. I feel like I pick up on stuff pretty quick, but I'm not a strength athlete. So it's very hard for me to hang on to strength, but other little things, if I just like try it out a few times, I can kind of just figure stuff out usually. So I don't know what my strengths are, but yeah, like, actually I do know, but, if I look at a workout and I'm not concerned with something, whatever that is, like, and it's usually, it just doesn't involve machines or heavy weight.
What's your max set of ring muscle ups? It's got to be around 20.
No, it's 17, but I haven't tested it for a few years now, so I don't know. But it hasn't. I have never hit 20, but right, I haven't right. tried. It'd be cool. It'd be cool to say.
Maybe you need to. Need to throw in a test, Christian, in a week or two. Maybe
Yep.
Yeah, no, I'm nervous.
I have just the workout too. I was gonna do it this past weekend, but I changed it up. It had 30 for time as part of it. So
I was wondering if I listened to last week's podcast and you said something about higher volume muscle ups at one point. So
we did today, right? Six sets
yes.
of nine.
That's true. I wasn't even concerned about that workout. I was concerned about the other one, the lunging.
Yeah.
Gosh, that one was tough. But
well, I think this is a good opportunity to maybe get like what do you like about Train with CH program?
I think it's fun in the sense of there's a lot of different things. You incorporate different styles of training, like for times or intervals or AMRAPs, different movements. I did Mayhem last year because the team did, and there's nothing wrong with Mayhem, that was great. I was still doing your stuff, but I switched over just because I want to do what everybody else was doing, so we're all on the same page when we get together. But I felt like it was kind of just the same things over and over. Well, not the same things over and over, there's just one style of whatever. Actually, no, it's great. Yours is a lot of variety, I feel like, and they just look more fun when you got to do them, even if you're not a competitor. Something fun to do. Just the styles, probably the different training, different movements.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
What comes up on the program frequently, stylistically, that you're like, not this BS again?
Definitely the 40-minute EMOM. So I'm glad we're taking a break. I used to dread those. Actually, I started to like them, but well, I mean, not like them, but man, those are hard for me. I don't know what it is about those EMOMs, but if I do that first, I'm not doing anything else the rest of the day usually. So I got to like, if there's other things programmed, I got to do it before then. Those just drain me. But is I like kind of just started a love hate.
Is it more mentally or is it just the volume catches up over time?
I think it's the volume that comes up over time. Well, also just depends what movements you put in there. Like machines will just drain me. So if I can't get the calories done, then it might be also mental and physical. But I think I'm more of a sprint athlete. So those are good for me in the sense of I got to be able to do that for 40 minutes. So I'm usually good for shorter duration. But it's been good. But I appreciate the break.
Yeah.
You seem super chill and like sweet and nice. What like amps you up on the competition floor to get like kind of dig in, you know, to get a little gnarly? How do you flip that switch? Or are you just, you're tricking us right now and really you're a savage and we just don't know it?
I have probably the same attitude. I'm not sure. Maybe a good song.
Yeah, you're not always going to get that good song out there, though, you know, unless you have your headphones or something.
Yeah, you're right. I don't even know the songs when you're out there. I'm not sure. I'm not like a super aggressive person, but when it's time to go, I mean, you just go.
Yeah, so like for quarterfinals, when you're prepping in the gym to get the floor ready and your camera ready, and then it's finally time to go, what are you saying to yourself? Do you even pump yourself up, or is it pretty much kind of what you seem like right now? It's just like straightforward, like this is the work, I'm going to do the work, and I'm going to do it as quickly and as good as I can.
Yeah, probably that. It's not like, I don't know, I guess I'm not a super intense energy. I just try to think of positive things. Like, I know I'm going to be tired. You're supposed to be tired. It's going to hurt. And that's fine. You can do it. Versus probably just tell myself, like, I can do it, or take a deep breath, keep moving kind of thing. But I think it's probably just better for me to try to stay calm through the whole thing instead of, I mean, I like to play loud pump up music. I'm super snobby about the music sometimes. So I'll cue up like six songs I want to hear, even if I don't hear it. If there's a chance I hear it, it might help me. So maybe that.
Do you have a mantra that you'll repeat to yourself or say to yourself when the going gets tough?
It gets tough.
So it just doesn't get tough. It's too easy.
No, this is kind of funny. Actually, your teammate Will, he cracks me up when he like does lifts. I feel like he amps me up just watching his videos. And it'll just be like so intense, and it'll just be banging the bar, whatever. Yeah. So like, whenever I need a lift, I'm like, I just need to be like Will. I just need Will Carter energy. And I was like, just pick it up and yank it from the ground and just do something. So like, if I need strength, I'll just think about that. Like, who even cares what it looks like? Just like yank it off the ground, pick it up real fast. But otherwise, I guess maybe not. I don't have anything.
All right.
Just get it done. Maybe that's
yeah.
it. Just get
no,
it. Yeah.
No frills. Yeah, I like it.
Done. Or just do it right. Sometimes like just do it right. That doesn't make sense, but you can get super technical with technique sometimes. I'm like, oh my gosh, just do it right. Whatever all that right. means. Just do the lift.
Yeah.
What are the chances we can get you out in New York for a little training camp?
Oh. Sky's the limit, I guess. That would be really cool, actually. Probably pretty high. My schedule's flexible.
Yeah, maybe before semis, try to come out. Both teams will be here a couple weeks leading up into our semis. I know ours is first. So,
yeah, what weekend is yours? Right before mine, I think.
May 18th.
Yeah, weekend right before my.
Yeah. All right, we can maybe line that up.
Foya, what upsets you in life besides a bad song? Let's try to let's peel this onion a bit. Let's peel.
Oh
the
gosh.
Onion.
Okay.
What gets you mad?
What upsets me?
Yeah. What's
whiny people?
All right. You are just get it done. That's who you are. It's like, just get it done. Just do it. Do you like working? You like the act of working?
I don't mind working. I mean, I don't want to spend my whole life. I mean, no. Well, I like working. What do you mean?
Not working as far as like a nurse, but like,
oh, okay.
Do you like the act of like, I like to exert effort, accomplish a given goal?
Oh, okay. Like, yeah.
Is that
yeah.
is
why do you like CrossFit? Like, why do you do CrossFit? Why do you put yourself through suffering?
That's a good point. That's a good point. Why do I like, I just feel like I was always an athlete high school through or whatever before high school through college. So this is definitely a way to keep competing and keep challenging my body. I mean, 11 years in and I still can't do some things and I'm still working really hard and I feel like I'm still getting better. So that kind of keeps me going. Any new challenge that comes up, I don't know. I just haven't really burned out of it, I guess. There's just always something to be doing, always something to be working on. And I think that keeps me going. And it's just always different. So that.
Nice. Christian, you got any final questions for Toya before we let her go?
I think we got to put her on the hot seat.
All right. I was waiting for you to say it. Here we go.
All right, Toya. Couple quick questions. Give me the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
You ready?
Sure.
Would you rather move fast or lift heavy?
Move fast.
Coffee or pre-workout?
Pre-workout.
Current favorite sneaker?
I guess my Nano X. No. Probably my Burks. Is that a sneaker?
We'll count it. Favorite brunch food?
Biscuits.
Favorite movement?
Oh, muscle-ups, for sure.
Power or squat?
Squat.
Hip-hop or R&B?
Hip-hop.
That's all I got for you. That's all I got.
All right. The hot seat is complete. Toya, good luck in semis. Hopefully we can get you up to Long Island. We'll chat more about it off of the recording here. But, hey, everyone be on the lookout for Toya Nelson in the West, taking the West by storm. Let's go. Just get it
done. Let's go.
Just get it done. That's right. Let's
get it done. All right, Toya, we'll see you later. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
CH Toya Nelson, MFLH crew, heading to semis in the West. Where is it at? California? Where is it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Toya's shaking I think her head. I'm pretty sure it's in California.
Yeah, she's shaking her head backstage. She's saying. Okay, bro. Well, tomorrow, enjoy your swimming day. I'm here in Phoenix. I'm going to go, see if I can go track down Chris Paul or something. Maybe we can go out for drinks.
There you go.
Did they make the playoffs this year? They're in, right? They're in.
Yeah. Yep.
Miami Heat just lost the play-in game yesterday against the Hawks. So I think that's it. Or do they have one more play-in game?
I think that's it. They play the one seed, I think.
Miami?
Yeah.
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 Okay, bro. Well, until next time.
Until next time.
Everyone, movefastlovetevi.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Javier Silverio is doing some amazing work with our YouTube series. We just released episode 1 of MFLH 247. 365 is coming up this Friday. When you're listening to this podcast, it actually already released a couple of days ago. So head on over to our YouTube channel. If you're not already there, move fast, lift heavy.
We out.
Yeah.